Finally, we want to use Search Crystal to explore what's popular on Wikipedia and what could be the reasons for the specific pages that are most visited on Wikipedia. What I would like you to do is read two papers that I've published in the First Monday, which is an online journal, and I provide you with the URL where you can find the two papers. It used to be possible a few months back that you could actually access the data directly through Search Crystal and explore it on your own. Unfortunately, the person who developed the data capture of which pages were most visited on Wikipedia has for some reason made this service unavailable. So I hope it will come back, because I think it's a very useful way for being able to get insight into larger phenomena on the web, because Wikipedia in a way becomes a reflection of what goes on in terms of what people are searching for. So I'm in a way getting ahead of myself. So what I will be addressing in these two papers, and I'm going to be using Search Crystal, is what are the 100 most visited pages of Wikipedia in the time period between September 2006 and January 2007. And one thing I would like you to ask yourself is, so what do you think are the most visited pages on Wikipedia? And we're not talking here about the search terms that are being used, specifically which of the pages are viewed the most. So I would like you to sort of make a note to yourself, what do you think your predictions are? If you had to be a betting person, what would you guess are the most visited pages, and what categories are they related to? So once you have read one of the papers, it will give you sort of an insight into the patterns using Search Crystal, and then the second paper will take that data and categorize the most popular pages, and then based on the pages that are very popular, it will maybe also remind some of you what you know about what are common search query terms, and then I will show how to relate that to also the search position of these popular Wikipedia pages, and finally talk about implications. I would like you to read the two papers, make your own thoughts, and then we'll also touch on that also in this week's discussion, where I will post the questions shortly. So I hope you have fun. I had a lot of fun writing those two papers, and I thought it was a very nice way of using Search Crystal to sort of get insight into a large data set, and it led to some interesting questions that I then pursued further in the second paper.